Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae, Amen. Regina, missionariarum, caritatis, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And thanks for the beautiful Mass this morning. Your singing was wonderful. And you also sang the Suscite, didn't you? Suscite Domine. Universa meam. What's the first? Universa meam what? Libertate. And sisters, hoping this would encourage you to submit more questions. I'll recover the questions you have here. Father, please, as you explained about Advent, can you tell us something about Lent? May I sit down? Advent is a preparation three ways, remember? Preparation as a commemoration of Christ's coming into the world as man. It is a preparation for Christ's second coming when he calls it into eternity, and his final coming at the end of the world. Lent, in Latin, as we know, called just the 40 days. And Lent is an annual remembrance of our Lord's 40 days in the desert before he began his public ministry. Lent goes back to the first century of Christianity. The primary purpose of Lent is to prepare us not only for Easter Sunday, but to prepare us for our Easter Sunday. We don't know, but I think the last day of the world will be on a Sunday. To prepare us for our own resurrection from the dead. And that is why, somewhat perhaps surprisingly, Lent is, as we know, a time of special penance and mortification. And mortification, of course, of the soul too, but with emphasis on the body. And this is in anticipation and preparation for our bodily resurrection on our Easter Sunday. I may have told you, I was in Rome working for the Vatican Radio when, on the 1st of November 1950, Pope Pius XII defined Mary's bodily assumption into heaven. And the day after the definition, he spoke to almost 1,000 bishops that came to Rome for the definition. He told them why. Other reasons too. But one reason, they decided to define Our Lady's bodily assumption was because the last half of the 20th century would be 50 years of idolizing the human body. Back to Lent. Lent, I like to tell people, Lent is 40 days of what should be a pattern for the whole year. One of my favorite definitions, better descriptions, our life on earth is, well, one long season of Lent. Mortification, especially of our bodies. Lent, therefore, is a preparation for our resurrection from the dead. Jesus, as we know, rose from the grave on Easter Sunday for several reasons. One, to prove that all that he taught was true. The greatest miracle worked by Jesus was his raising himself from the dead on Easter Sunday. Another reason, we have the season of Lent to remind us that when Christ rose from the dead, it is his resurrection from the dead. That is a promise of St. Paul. Remember, a promise that we too will rise glorious from the grave. Well, there are two verbs. And of course, sisters, having given so many lectures on Lent, we'd have a course, one semester, on the meaning of Lent. Just one closing observation. Lent reminds us that, like our Lord on Easter Sunday, he will be glorified. He will be glorified like him, provided we have been crucified like him. Lent is the season of crucifixion. In other words, it is another reminder what our lives here on earth are all about. To embrace the cross and no one else. He'll rise glorious from the grave. At the end of Lent, because it's not just our lives, but the lives of the whole human race here on earth, are one prolonged season of Lent. Thank you. When does a priest withhold absolution to a penitent? When should he withhold absolution? In teaching priests, I tell them to try never to withhold absolution from any penitent. However, when may, even should a priest withhold absolution? First of all, the person should be a Catholic. Over the years, I've been asked by not a few Protestants, Father, will you please give me absolution?